Hey, welcome to Extra Funny on the TJ and Regan show. Extra funny, y'all. It's extra funny. We have some really fun stuff coming up on the Extra Funny today, but we have an update on a person that we've been following her illustrious career for a long, long time. You know, the woman that slept with 400 and something people, and then she's going to, you know, make it 600.
Yeah.
People, she vowed to make it 600 people this year.
Yeah.
Well, we have an update on her progress, how things are going.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
600?
Right.
That's what she's,
going for. Right. So she's been, she and Rob have gotten close over the past few months.
Excuse me?
What number was he?
I don't even want to know.
That's a bit, you're busy. Mm-hmm. 600 in a year?
Yeah. She got to have it, man.
You'd rather be one of the earlier numbers, right? If it was you?
Yeah, I think so. If I had to, okay. If I had to pick. Yeah.
I don't think I would want to be a number.
I mean, really, yeah.
But if you had to be.
Yeah. Gun to the head. Yeah.
At least top five.
All right, so we'll get into all of it coming up next.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.
Don't be surprised to see my wife, Jody, walking around in her stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. From Protege Footwear. You can have some too and save 30% at acetj.com/shoes, promo code ACETJ. That's acetj.com/shoes, code ACETJ.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com.
So welcome back to the Extra Funny podcast. The first line in this story that is the update on the lady who's trying to beat her own record of by sleeping with 600 people, making the sex with 600 people.
What was her previous record?
Well, let me get into it here, because the first line of the story, I think, tells you right away how sick this is. They refer to her as Australia's most sexually active woman.
Oh my God.
You know, wait, oh, you're famous. You're Australia's most sexually active woman, aren't you? Wow. Nice to make your acquaintance. She's giving us an update here. Her name is Annie Knight, and the goal in 2023 was to make the sex with 365 people. In 2024, she wanted it to go up to 600. So it was 365. Now she's shooting for 600.
It's quite a jump.
She said, last year, everyone started talking about me because I was talking about my sexual escapades online, and I mentioned how many people I'd slept with, and it went viral, and everyone was talking about it. Okay, last year, everyone started talking about me. Did Kamala write this? Started talking about me because I was talking about my sexual escapades online, and I mentioned how many people I'd slept with, and it went viral, and everyone was talking about it. Okay.
Everybody.
Yes. So she said this on a podcast in New Zealand with Clint, Meg, and Dan.
Okay.
Hi, Dan.
All right.
This is a podcast. I'm Clint. She's Meg. And he's Dan.
And who are you?
Right. She said, and I thought, why not make a bit of fun out of this and make it a challenge. Ms. Knight, who publishes content of an adult subscription platform, on an adult subscription platform, revealed in the September 5th interview that she had just over 400 people this year.
400.
400, saying she was trying to use dating apps and meet people organically in real life.
Wow.
So, now this was September 5th. Today is September 23rd. So how many has she added to that 400?
She better get to cracking.
Yeah.
400? Huh. And these are one per person. These are 400 different guys.
Or women.
Or, oh.
Yeah, that's why she said 400 people. 400 people. She's going to try to make 600 people. And that I got a feeling she's taking it from all angles. You know,
it sounds that way.
Is it, could she do more than one at a time? Well, does that count?
Yeah. I don't know. She said that she's really picky, and while sometimes she drops the bar, there's definitely a certain standard potential partners have to meet in the looks department. Her goal to hit 600 people in a year means that she would need to sleep with 1.6 people a day. But she did reveal there are days where she simply isn't bothered. She said, you can't cut people in half. Some days I might sleep with 5 people, and the next few days I might not sleep with anyone. I do get tired. It is exhausting, and I need to have a break.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't always feel like having sex, and I don't want to force myself if I'm not in the mood. She revealed that the most amount of people she slept with in a day is 16.
What? 16?
Yeah. That's 16 different people in a day.
Does that mean she has to, like, finish what's going on?
Yeah. I would guess that's what it normally means.
I was just making sure. Yeah. That's a lot.
So she revealed she's likely to make between $3 and $4 million dollars this financial year.
Well, she's got unlimited content.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
She said marketing was important, as not everyone was going to make it in the industry. But it doesn't always go to plan. She said, the world has her oyster, but she has people shout gross things at her on the street, which makes her feel uncomfortable. Miss Knight said she wasn't a sex toy and that people need to treat her like a human being. So I'd like to know some of the things that people have shouted at her that make her feel like she's not, that they don't think she's a human being.
That's wild.
She said, it's not the only time the former marketing executive has spoken about the downside of her chosen career with Australia's most sexually active woman, telling, you know, news.com.au last year. Said, people love to tell me to get a real job, even though I'll likely pay $1 million in taxes this financial year. Another favorite comment is, your mom and dad must be so proud, which is one I always laugh at because, yes, they are. She said, my mom messages me daily telling me how proud she is for living my life authentically and not caring about what anyone thinks. And my dad supports me no matter what. But while the 27-year-old woman's family is supportive of her raunchy profession, which involves selling explicit images and videos of herself to subscribers, it hasn't always been smooth sailing. Now, listen, this is the part here. Ms. Knight's X-rated career was outed to her dad, Simon. Of course, his name's going to be Simon. English guy, every Irish guy, every Australian, every New Zealand man's name is Simon. Every single one of them, Simon. Her X-rated career was outed to her dad, Simon, who up until that point had only known his daughter worked in social media.
Oh, no.
Huh.
Oh, no.
She said it was pretty awful to receive a panicked call from my dad saying a reporter just showed up at my door and is saying my daughter is a sex maniac. She said my heart sank, not because I was ashamed, but because my dad is so innocent and kind and he loves me so much. He would have been so confused and shocked by that. I'm not sure exactly what was said to my dad, but the fact he phrased sex maniac makes me think it wasn't anything pleasant. It made me feel like I was being slut shamed. But thankfully, I had a conversation with dad and explained what OnlyFans is, and he was okay with it. He's very supportive.
Well, the OnlyFans is not what why he should be alarmed, right?
There's so many things.
I mean, okay. Not the 600 guys.
But here's the question, and this is going to sound like, you know, like I'm completely in the wrong, but does the word slut just not mean anything anymore?
What do you mean?
Meaning, is she saying I'm a slut, but I shouldn't be shamed for it? Or is she saying that I shouldn't be called a slut and shamed by being called a slut?
Yeah, I think it's probably that second one.
So she's saying she's a slut. She just doesn't want to be ashamed of it.
I think she's saying don't call me a slut.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's it. When is it okay to call somebody or to assume that they're a slut?
I don't think you're supposed to do it at all. It's a slur, isn't it?
Right. So what is the term? Whore?
I don't know.
It seems like that would be even worse. See, this is the problem. This is where we look at it like, okay, well, you can't make a judgment about this. Who are you to say that she's a slut? Well, then the purpose of something like that is to tear down the norms. Like everybody knows what a slut is. Everybody does.
You know what a slut is.
Is it just that men can't slut shame women? Are women not allowed to slut shame other women?
I don't think
If a woman called her a slut, said, you're trying to hump 600 people in a year, and it's September, and you've already humped 400 different people, some of them you didn't even know, and you're going to say you're not a slut? I'm just saying, is it okay for women to do that?
I don't know. I really don't know. I got a feeling it's probably not okay for women to do either, because the implication is don't judge me for my sexual activity.
Well,
regardless of how crazy you might think it is.
Okay.
16 in a day.
Well, then you don't get to dictate who judges you and who doesn't.
Maybe not.
But now, I wouldn't go up to this woman and call to her face and call her a slut and a whore and dirt bag or any of that kind of stuff. But I mean, if my son brought her home and said, Dad, this is who I'm going to marry, then there's no way I'm just going to sit on my hands and not say, oh, I don't want to call her a slut. I know all this stuff about her, but I don't want to call her a slut. I don't want it to seem like I'm slut shaming her.
Yeah, and you wouldn't.
Oh, yes, I would.
You're telling me.
You think I wouldn't tell my son? You don't need any part of this girl. She's humped the entire state, the entire country of New Zealand. Do you know that, son? Do you know what kind of woman this is?
You wouldn't do it to her face, though.
I would if she started some shit.
Well, okay, that's another story. If she started, hey, I'm going to go in there and start some shit.
Yeah, I mean, if she started in, because obviously she's got a loose lifestyle and she doesn't follow any rules of society, of a civil society. So if she came in to my house, I'm sure she'd have some judgments to make.
Maybe
if she's around me.
But let's say your son brings her home. He really likes that. I know she's got a past. She's got a history. And you have that conversation with her. Mm-hmm. Or with him, rather.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't care, Dad. I think she's the one. Mm-hmm. Are you still going to? And she doesn't start any shit with you.
Yeah.
Are you going to let it? How do you handle that? You just let him live his life?
No. I'm going to try my best to talk about it, okay, to see the light.
All right. Just curious. He's like, but have you seen the? Is she hot?
I'll make her bring, if they're coming over for whatever holiday it is or whenever they come to my house, I'm going to make her bring a new test showing that she doesn't have any STDs that she can bring into the house.
No, no, no.
Not particularly hot. She's cute. Huh. But it's also the mindset of a woman who brags about this and talks about it like it is a big accomplishment in her life. Like that's a huge accolade, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's making a lot of money from it.
Yeah.
So maybe, well, it's,
you know, people make a lot of money from body part trades on the black market. Is that, well, you got a good paycheck coming in, so it doesn't matter how you get it.
Yeah, but no one's getting hurt. I mean, I kind of get it. I mean, they're all willing participants. Are they paying her to have sex with
them? No. Not in that deal.
Yeah, she's just posting.
She's just trying to, yeah, she gets to post it. And then they have the choice is to blur their face or wear a mask if they want.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't even know they're strangers.
Yeah. That sounds exhausting.
She's really proud of her work that she's done. So,
is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't.
She is.
And these are just followers, like her OnlyFans subscribers that are getting to hook up with her.
Yeah,
that's gotta be a dream come true.
She said that, she wished she would have thought of that a long time ago to take applications because it's helping her in the process. Because, you know, she just runs out of people. I'm sure if she lives in a small town, especially, she looks around, she's already humped every one of them.
Yeah, and she says she's got look standards, like they got to look a certain way. I was like, come on. I don't know. They don't all look like Colin Farrell, I bet.
They probably look like Colin Farrell and the Penguin.
Yeah, exactly. They look like a guy all named Farrell.
So whenever they give us more updates, we'll pass them along to you with Australia's most sexually active woman.
Wow.
Yay. Good deal.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com.
Don't be surprised to see my wife, Jody, walking around in her stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. From Protege Footwear. You can have some, too, and save 30% at acetj.com/shoes. Promo code ACETJ. That's acetj.com/shoes, code ACETJ.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.